Welcome to NZNY, New Zealand in New York. My name is John Freespace. I'm a painter, I'm a writer, I'm a filmmaker, and I am a so-called performance artist, which is a term that I despise. I've been brought here tonight, or rather, they were brought here tonight so that I could speak on behalf of the Underground Arts Organization on the occasion of their annual fundraiser. I have been a beneficiary of many underground grants and other forms of support, ranging from the spiritual and psychological to the monetary and physical resources. They've been an invaluable support to my work over the years that I'm doing. And I'm speaking to you, as you can see, from my bedroom tonight. The explanation is simple but deep. I was taught by my spiritual mentor many years ago that I must always stay in the moment. And the moment, my moment, the moment, for the moment, for the moment, this is the moment. So I have to stay here. But I just want to say, you know, despite all the things you've heard about heavy metals leaching into the water supply because of some ill-advised production ideas for this year's fundraiser and all of the legal trouble, I'm sure you've seen the news. I haven't. It was just relayed to me a moment before by these two gentlemen here. And I just want to say, you know, come on out, give them some money, keep the shows running, is just what I want to say here. Because, yeah, people get hurt, but guess what?
That's art.
Man, that's art.
I don't know that it's going to go in the way sort of hoped. You know, the original idea was to just sort of break off from, you know, the main company where we've been for, gosh, how many years? How many years?
More than 30, and been less like than 35, 30.
Somewhere in one of those. And then we thought we'd start, you know, we'd branch out because others are seeing additional value in the types of things we're able to provide. And the original concept, as you well know, when we came to you for the idea for the T-shirts, was cleaning solutions with pictures of spray bottles, you know, and a couple of rags.
And they were dancing, or at least there were, you know, lines on either side of them that indicated motion, but they were not actually moving. They were just on a T-shirt.
Right. It implied
that motion.
Sure. Even
dancing.
Though, and even puppet strings,
while
we didn't
cleaning.
Even try to want to hide. Like, if you had a dancing rag, we didn't want to traumatize anyone with the idea of witchcraft or anything like that, so we even suggested the little strings coming up from the parts.
Like a manic, like a marionette.
Like a puppet.
I found the design overall had the quality of mid-century Soviet propaganda.
Well,
I found that effective.
Well, workmanlike.
It's clear.
Certainly.
Clear and to the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But rich in allegorical subtext about the role of cleaning. You know, well, I don't even know what the subtext was. I felt it, man. I feel it.
Well, that's sort of where we've come to you for the folks who are contacting us and seeing more in what we had said we do. But saying we can do other things, and so mm-hmm. far, very few people have been hurt, and
very few.
Very few.
It's a non-zero number, but it is very few.
Yeah.
Well, I understand what brings you here today. Certainly, I've been following the news. I'd say there's a couple of problems. Not that they're insurmountable.
Yeah.
Children were involved.
Oh, we love working with children.
And children were, well, I don't want to use the H word, that children were hurt, but children were certainly...
That's a four-letter word.
...frightened and exposed
They tribalized a little bit. You know, you got to expect that when you
get sure, a group sure, of... Oh, sure, sure, sure. I mean, I think, you know, like they say
together.
In the song, hard times... Wait. Hard men... No, wait. Hard times
come again,
make
no
hard men. Hard men... make easy times make easy people make hard times.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's the kids today, they're buttercups.
Oh, well, you know, though, a couple of things about, you're a big fan of buttercups.
Well, yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, and the thing about them is if you leave them sitting out on a
they
sill.
They wilt.
They wilt, and you know, you got
to
give them.
So we have to keep them refreshingly, you know, misted.
You mist the things, and when their little petals fall off, you can take those.
They're
going to
be there.
Make
I suppose
a powder.
The challenge
they
that
can,
you gentlemen
know, they can
are
be part of a compost and be future buttercups.
Yeah.
The challenge
you
that you gentlemen are facing
from.
Has to do with what seems to me, at least, to be kind of a universal outcry against you. You've been scapegoated and victimized by the misfortunes leading up to the Underground Arts Organization's fundraiser, specifically regarding the health and safety of local children, and also environmental concerns. But there's an upside to this, which is I think we can perhaps get the Arts Center... a kind of lower-level superfund, EPA superfund designation, in which case cash will flow in, and it can be used both to remediate the problems, but oftentimes on those kinds of contracts, there will be plenty of line items for continuance of support to key players. And here's where I'm thinking we can at least recover my fee. Because you've said that
when, we looked in the books and we saw where everyone where all the line items are and we tried to keep that all straight and clean.
Well, it's just mostly extra money for extra rags and mops. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of brooms, and then there's a couple of those other issues just coming in from the arts folks over there that are going to require some advanced accounting and land management, as I understand.
Yes.
And also coming up with an actual action plan to incentivize the employee base of the company, which is, usually something like that. You put a little...
Quite straightforward.
White vinegar in a bottle.
And yeah. A little misting.
It was your understanding that you were originally engaged to just simply clean the facility.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Between 30 and, what would you say, like 35?
And 35.
Something.
Somewhere.
Like that,
and at what point did the misunderstanding become clear to you that parties within the arts organization imagined that you were there as advisors for their and producers, co-producers and creative consultants for their fundraising gala?
Well, I think our ubiquity spoke for itself.
I think we did pretty well. It was very lively.
We were always there.
Oh, yeah. McLean did all up.
Beer drinkers. Millions of beer drinkers move freely about the contemporary American landscape, congregating in speakeasies and behind the gates of private social clubs. Beer drinkers plot their schemes and share their hopes and dreams, emerging hours later to walk our streets, undetected and unsuspected. What's that at the door? It could be a beer drinker. Where do they come from? Where do they go? What are they trying to do? No one knows. Drinking from cans, bottles, and glasses, beer drinkers know no bounds. A mechanized refueling procedure originated from the field. Beer drinkers follow secret codes of honor and conduct that science declares inscrutable. They will not stop, not until every goddamn last one of us has a beer in his hand. Even they don't know why. Beer drinkers. They will take what they have learned from beer and use it against us all. Beer drinkers. Beer drinkers. Beer drinkers.
There's, little to be said about what's going on over at the college currently. There's a great lack of activism, a tremendous under display of enthusiasm for spring, and certainly no regard for a blue sky. When you wander the campus currently, what you see are move-oids, is what I like to call them, move-oids. They move from here to there. They are void. They avoid things. And let me be more specific. They avoid lots and lots of things.
All of the things?
Thoughts, fellas, thoughts.
There's a palpable sense of despondency in the environment that makes one wonder whether there might be some sort of environmental contaminant that makes them feel this way.
Metals in the water.
Something like that.
Well, there's been talks also, obviously, in faculty gatherings, certainly over in the sciences departments, you've seen them, about what is not only in the water locally, attributed to, of all things, progressive thought, artistic endeavor, imagination, experimentation, exploration, community involvement. All of it quite amazingly orchestrated into a single catastrophic, with very few injuries, though extensive emotional trauma, that could have effectively disrupted the typical university student energy. Thoughts?
There was an impromptu symposium on the lack of enthusiasm in the student body, and it was warmly received.
Well attended indeed. one of the most successful events that we held this year.
Yes.
You know that the students are required to attend a certain number of lectures, you know, and events.
The minimum.
And concerts. And,
a maximum.
They have to show proof that they attended. And I'd say five times as many people as the lecture center, the large lecture center could hold, showed up seeking their proof of attendance.
Yeah.
The ennui was beyond palpable. It was visible.
Yes,
that night.
The miasma of ennui.
It hung in the air.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoyed.
We all enjoyed very much the despair, the stylish despair of today's young people.
I might add. And if I could ask, if I could indulge, a similar event, the large venue, the largest venue on the campus for the university students to attend, an event expressly put out to a single department, but would be attended by students from all aspects of the university campus. And during this, there were performers from this one department. They would sing, they would read poetry, they would spill life. And I know both of you have attended these. One such professor, as I understand, he and his wife were for a short time rulers in China, musically or something similar. And another brilliant soul somehow had a sound, a bark, a sound, thoughts,
a human radiation that resembled sound
vibrations,
waves, but not strictly speaking sound.
No, it was felt.
It resembled sound in many ways, including vibration of the human tympanic membrane, but was not strictly speaking sound. These events became so popular that they were moved from the Honors Convocation Hall, which is a fairly recent structure on the building, on the campus, holds about it's just under 1,000 comfortably, and in an environment of high pomp. The events had to be moved, and this was, as you mentioned, just an interdepartmental. These were just like the equivalent of end of semester department party for faculty.
It was a cross-disciplinary lack of management.
A small pool of majors. Mm. You know, it's like you would get together for some cookies. In the old days, alcohol would be served, but not anymore. And now, they have to hold these events in the hockey rink on campus.
Oh.
You know, it's across the venue. It's not part of the main campus. It's across the westbound road toward the city.
Yes. The cake, I think it's referred to.
The cake.
The bubble.
Yeah.
The cake.
Yes, the cake.
Yes.
17 years, a losing program.
But certainly a place where one comes to develop character.
And blood on the ice. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a way to know oneself.
And they had to move it out there because it came so popular with the general studentry. And that's what I'll remember most about that hockey rink.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Okay. All right. I don't know that really counts as an opinion. You did follow the exercise. You reached in. I saw you drop your facade. I saw that you were present. That you were here. Mm. But what I did not get a sense of was that the space you were inhabiting. You were freely inhabiting that space.
By choice?
Freely inhabiting the space. There were limitations.
Volitionally?
There were restrictions, I saw.
I think I put some conditions on it, and I'm sorry I'm working toward that. I think,
Is there something you're afraid of?
As soon as I tried to manifest total freedom of space, the word manifest and all of its cultural connotations and its overuse and its association with influencers and gaudy, shallow, westernized Eastern spirituality, as soon as I said that word, to manifest, it absolutely tainted the purity of the moment, and I couldn't get back to it, and so then I threw my arms out.
Yeah.
I threw my arms out, and it was a sarcastic gesture of, hey, look at me starring here, it's my moment, and I step up, and I got nothing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just used the wrong word to myself.
All inward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is
sensitive.
And
sardonic
stuff.
Is always a condition, is always a limitation.
Try the thought of ownership. Ownership of it. That way, what manifests is not what you will to manifest, but what will of its own
manifest
being manifest. And then you accept ownership of that manifestation. That will provide you, John, with a free space to inhabit.
All right, let me try again.
Mm.
I am the steward of the moment.
No words.
That's sardonic.
No words. It's so very sardonic. No words.
I thought.
One more time.
I am the steward of the
moment. No words. No words. Good.
Silence is a gesture.
When you're ready.
I'm doing it.
Oh, then that was good.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't see it at all.
That was real.
That was very... How did you feel there?
Owned or owner?
I felt the dialectic of ownership.
Mm.
Not to over-intellectualize it erroneously here, but... I felt the central conundrum at the heart of capitalism in that moment, and I owned the space while also fully understanding that space can't be owned, and I felt owned by the space while also fully understanding that space has no will of its
can exert no ownership.
And I think just for me, then I lost it. Then I lost it.
But that was it. Yeah. That was that moment.
And even when we had interrupted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, as John taught us, it's like the interruptions are the precondition. We accept that you're always going to be challenged. You're never.
The barrier is the way through.
It's never immediate. The freedom of space and the accessibility of the moment. It's always with interference and through. Challenges.
Yeah.
And I think that's an idea that, you know, and when he was here in that first week, you know, when he actually showed up,
mm. came out of the bedroom.
And did not have pants on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that whole thing happened where he told us that he would only return under the condition that he were free to urinate wherever and whenever he wanted. Do you remember that?
Well,
yeah.
That was before your time.
If no, that's completely within the impact zone of free space accessibility to the self and a exercise of free space personal will without responsibility to anything but the self.
So inspiring.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we didn't see him the subsequent weeks.
No.
So, John, can we just see one more time? One more time.
Yeah.
Except this time, I do. I want you to allow the disruption of manifestation. I want you to allow the word to disrupt, to rupture the place of comfort you find yourself, or your intellectual wall, to crush it down, and then let what manifests that you manifest, let you manifest an unchosen manifestation, and let it manifest, and then take ownership of it, own it until you don't want to own it anymore. Then you can cast it off, and you can lose it. You can lose it. Okay, okay. With words.
I'm Dade Bowers, forensic entomologist. Did you know that insects kill more people every year than laughing, elbows, and clouds combined?
Okay, hold. What was the last bit again?
Insects kill more people every year than laughing, elbows, and clouds combined.
I liked the hand gesture.
The hand gesture was very truthful. The information, I believe, is logical, I would imagine.
I think it's look-upable.
It sounds nonsensical, but all of it makes sense.
Bears all the weight of truth.
Free the space from the space. Free the space from the space.
That's very good. That's very good.
The barrier is the way through.
I'd agree. Could you keep pressing your little buttons? Find the button
that will result in a gesture.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we will all feel. As it vibrates outward.
Would you guys like some popcorn?
Oh.
We're just a couple of boys and a couple of girls. We ain't got no superpowers. Only half an hour. But that electronic wind blows our voices through your world. When you drift off to sleep, do you pray your soul to keep, or are you willing to go any way we blow with a magnificent blast?